This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Good morning. This is Sport Today, your weekday sports news podcast that puts you ahead of the game. I'm Sam Ferris.
And I'm Martin Gabor. It's Monday, the 4th of July.
In your sport today, Nick Kyrgios leads Australia's Final Four at Wimbledon. F1 drivers survive huge crashes at Silverstone. West Coast has a winning fever and Robbie's coming to entertain us. This is your sport today. We're back again after a huge weekend of sport, and today we're starting with tennis because we're getting to the business end at Wimbledon. We've got four Aussies still alive in the singles draw, but it's Nick Kyrgios that's been the main talking point. He was fined by Wimbledon for spitting towards a fan in his second round match, and he's been called a bully by an opponent. Cabs, bring us up to speed.
Yeah, so it was all happening in London over the weekend. So Kyrgios, he played number 4 seed Stefanos Tsitsipas on Saturday night, and for the second time in a month, he beat him on grass. Now, Fez, this was a feisty match. Both players got code violations for unsportsmanlike behaviour. Kyrgios, he argued with a chair umpire, and Tsitsipas, well, he nearly hit a fan with the ball and then admitted to trying to hit Kyrgios with a ball after an underarm serve. After the match, Tsitsipas said that Kyrgios is a bully, that he has a very evil side to him, and that he has to be stopped. Kyrgios, well, he shrugged it all off and said that Tsitsipas is soft and that he's actually one of the most liked players in the locker room.
Yeah, so Kyrgios is still in and he'll play American Brandon Nakashima tonight. And Gabs, he could play another Aussie if he keeps winning.
Yeah, he could play Alex de Minaur in the quarterfinals if they both win. So de Minaur, he's going to play Chilean Christian Garin, and Aussie wildcard Jason Kubler plays American 11th seed Taylor Fritz. Now, on the women's side of the draw, Ayla Tomljanovic, she's the only Aussie left. She's going to play Frenchwoman Alizé Cornet, who beat world number 1 Iga Świątek and stopped her winning streak at an incredible 37 matches. Now, overnight, Spanish 5th seed Carlos Alcaraz was knocked out by 10th seed Jannik Sinner from Italy. He could now play Novak Djokovic in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, Djokovic's fourth round match is underway as we record this morning's podcast. The four Aussies play tonight. First up, it's Alex de Minaur from 8 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, and then Nick Kyrgios at 10:30 p.m. You can watch it all on 9GEM and Stan Sport. Staying in England, this morning's British Formula One Grand Prix will go down as one of the most dramatic of all time. Ferrari's Carlos Sainz won his first ever race in his 150th Grand Prix, but Gabs, the result was overshadowed by a terrifying crash.
Yeah, this was really hard to watch, and it all happened on the very first lap. So Alfa Romeo driver Zhao Guanyu, he was clipped on the first turn at such a high speed that his car flipped. That meant that he slid all the way across the gravel and into the catch fencing that separates the drivers from the fans, but he is okay. George Russell, he got out of his car to check on Zhao, who says that he is okay thanks to the halo barrier around his head, which saved him from serious injury. Another driver, Alex Albon, he was taken to hospital by helicopter after another multi-vehicle crash on that first turn.
Yeah, Albon has been taken to hospital for more precautionary tests. As I said earlier, Sainz won his first race ahead of Sergio Perez of Red Bull and Mercedes driver Lewis Hamilton. Aussie Daniel Ricciardo finished in 13th spot. The next race is in Austria on Sunday. Let's go to netball now. The West Coast Fever are the 2022 Suncorp Super Netball champions. The Fever beat the Melbourne Vixens 70-59 in Perth last night. Gabs, it's been 25 long years for that first win for the Fever.
The drought is over, Fez. It has been such a long time that they're actually called the Perth Orioles when they started back in 1997 and then became the Fever in 2008. Now, they have fallen short of the title a few times and actually lost the grand final to the Vixens back in 2020, but the result was a lot different last night. This was first against second, but just like 2 weeks ago in the major semi-final, the Fever were way too good for the Vixens. Last night, they won every quarter thanks to their shooters Janelle Fowler and player of the match Sasha Glasgow to stop the Vixens, who were looking to go from last on the ladder last year all the way to champions in the space of 12 months.
It wasn't to be for the Vixens, but the sold-out crowd at RAC Arena in Perth was certainly happy with the result. The celebrations will be short and sweet for the Fever's Australian Diamonds players because they're off to win gold at the Commonwealth Games in the UK later this month. The Super Netball Grand Final wasn't the only big game in Perth over the weekend. On Saturday night, the Wallabies pulled off a huge upset to beat England 30-28 in the rugby, and Gabs, they did it with 14 men for most of the match.
Yeah, and that's pretty tricky when the other team has 15 players. Now, this was some win by the Wallabies. Fez, they lost Quade Cooper about 10 minutes before the game because of a calf injury, and then things got really tough when Darcy Swain was sent off for a headbutt in the first half, which meant the Aussies had to play a man down for about 50 minutes, but it didn't matter. The Wallabies scored 3 tries in a row in the second half, and they actually would have won by a lot more if England hadn't scored a couple of late tries. The win, it snaps an 8-game losing streak against England.
Yeah, that was their first win over England since the 2015 World Cup, and we don't have to wait too long for the rematch because the second test is on Saturday in Brisbane. Today's trivia question brought to you by the Union Live app. You can download that for all your Wallabies scores, news and stats. Where are the Wallabies ranked on the World Rugby Rankings? Give us a clue, Gabs.
Right, well, they are in the top 10, but they're also behind England.
All right, find out the answer at the end of the show. Yesterday was a big day for Ultimate Fighting Championship fans. UFC 276 took place in Las Vegas, and Aussie Alexander Volkanovski proved why he's one of the best mixed martial arts fighters in the world with an emphatic win that hurt just watching it, Gabs.
You can add this to the 2 million other reasons why I will never get into the octagon. So this was the third fight between featherweight world champion Volkanovski and American Max Holloway. Now, Volkanovski, he won their first 2 fights, but Holloway, he won his way back for another title shot, but Fez, this match was one-sided from early on. Volkanovski, he cut Holloway above the eye in the second round and landed about 40 more punches, which is even more impressive when you realize that he broke his left hand in the second round. The Aussie went on to win by unanimous decision to take his record to 25 wins and just 1 loss, and his winning streak is now up to 22 fights.
You said 2 million, Gabs. That might not be enough to get me into the ring with these guys. In the main event of the night, Israel Adesanya defended the middleweight world title over Jared Cannonier. There were some big results in the AFL over the weekend, but Gabs, I know you were most excited by some news off the field. Robbie Williams has been locked in as the pre-game entertainment for this year's AFL Grand Final. Apparently, he wants to entertain us.
Look, someone needs to find me an iPod charger stat because I've got an old school playlist from about 20 years ago that is ready to go. This is massive news for the AFL and all you pop fans out there like me, because Williams is one of the biggest pop stars of all time. Robbie, he's going to play a few songs before the grand final, and he's going to pick an Aussie band to help him perform in what's going to be the first GF at the MCG since 2019. He even has grand plans, Fez, for when he comes down under.
Yeah, he said that he might put his hand up to replace outgoing AFL CEO Gillon McLachlan if everything goes well. We'll have to wait and see on that one, but the AFL Grand Final is on the 24th of September. All right, time for Catch This, the stuff that caught our eye. What's coming up, Gabs? I know something's caught your eye.
Yeah, get the busker pan ready because Aussie James Webb, he's getting ready to eat a lot of hot dogs. At about 1 o'clock tomorrow morning, he'll be competing in the annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest over in the States. He's the first Aussie to do it, and I wish him all the best.
Yeah, this happens every Independence Day, the 4th of July, over in the States. Good luck beating Joey Chestnut, the world record holder. As for today's trivia question brought to you by the Union Live app, where are the Wallabies ranked on the World Rugby Test rankings? Gabs, where are they?
They are 6th for now.
Yep, they're in 6th, and they beat England, who are in 5th spot. South Africa are the number one team in the world. All right, that is us done for today on Sport Today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Gabs and I will be back with you tomorrow. We'll catch you then.